The President of the United States is yet again crashing out over the Epstein files in the Oval Office. He just fully melted down on CNN's Caitlin Collins after she asked a very simple, intuitive question about his administration's deep, relentless connection to Jeffrey Epstein and Jeffrey Epstein's orbit. For example, Donald Trump's name is littered throughout the files. We now know that his Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick's name is littered throughout the files. Elon Musk said he refused an invitation, but his name is now littered throughout the files. And guess what? Trump's new pick for the Fed chair, littered throughout the files. It's almost like if you want to be in the Trump administration, it's a necessity to also be in the Epstein files. And Caitlin Collins is essentially pointing out in this clip, hey, you relentlessly attack Democrats. You cherry pick the Democrats' names who are in these files, yet you refuse to see the people in your administration. You blind yourself to these people's involvement in Jeffrey Epstein. Before we watch this clip, let's watch a reporter right before Caitlin Collins ask a question about Epstein.
We're getting along very well with them, but we're going to work with them, yes.
A few months ago, you had in your office here Peter Mandelson, the British ambassador. You were shaking hands with him over a trade deal. He's today been forced to resign from the House of Lords, the upper house of the British Parliament, over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Just wondered if you had any reaction to that, since obviously he was.
I didn't know about it, but I really don't know too much about it. I know who he is.
There is yet another name that I forgot to list just a few moments ago when I was listing the long, long list of people that Donald Trump has shaken hands and done deals with and been buddies with that are also directly in the files. This isn't even the most offensive example. Just that he shook hands with somebody, who cares? He is quite literally buddy-buddy with Epstein. With Steve Bannon, who was Epstein's PR guy, with Elon Musk, who is in the files. Now, Elon didn't go to the island, but Elon was trying to get there desperately, and Epstein was the one who refused. Now, Caitlin Collins then asks a question to Trump, and about a minute in, he begins to crash out like he does against every female journalist that asks him anything. Over the past few months, he's called female journalists terrible people, terrible reporters, piggy. Remember, he said quiet piggy. He melts down saying they shouldn't have a job, they shouldn't be allowed to ask him questions. I want you to watch this as it unravels, and make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Then we'll talk a little bit more about Elon Musk's involvement. Take a listen.
You talked about Democrats who were in there. Elon Musk was also in there, and so was your Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick and correspondence that he had with him. Did you read those new files that were published by the Department of Justice?
I have a lot of things I'm doing. You know, a lot of things I'm doing. I don't know. You mentioned two names. I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure they're fine. Otherwise, it would have been major headlines.
A lot of women who are survivors of Epstein's are unhappy with those redactions that came out. Some of them, entire witness interviews are totally blacked out. Do you think that they should be more transparent?
Well, the fact that they thought they released too much. You know, I heard that, and you tell me something else. No. I think it's really time for the country to get onto something else, really. You know, now that nothing came out about me, other than it was a conspiracy against me, literally.
Imagine as all of the evidence is coming out against Ted Bundy during his trial. Ted Bundy did this. He lured this person. He's like, man, can we just get over all of this? Can we get over all this evidence? Who cares about the people that were harmed? Dude, it's not your choice, Donald Trump, about whether or not the country gets over it. It's the victims, the survivors who've been waiting decades and decades for accountability but have been told by more powerful men like him that they can't get it.
By Epstein and other people. But I think it's time now for the country to maybe get onto something else.
What would you say to people like who feel like they haven't gotten justice, Mr. President?
Something that people care about. Yeah, what did you say?
What would you say to the survivors who feel like they haven't gotten justice?
You are the worst reporter. No wonder CNN has no ratings because of people like you. You know, she's a young woman. I don't think I've ever seen you smile. I've known you for 10 years. I don't think I've ever seen a smile in your face.
You
know why?
That might be one of the most, you know, basic 101 sexist comments that men say in the workplace. Why don't you smile a bit? Why don't you just smile a bit more, says every sexist boss ever. Why don't you just smile a bit, girl? That's what it's...
You know why you're not smiling? Because you know you're not telling the truth. And you're a very dishonest organization, and they should be ashamed of you.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. President, you mentioned health care and the...
As Caitlin Collins responds, the reason I'm not smiling is because I'm asking a question about survivors getting accountability, and she's working. She's on the job. Either way, let's not even legitimize these insane attacks coming from Donald Trump as he's trying to pivot away from the Epstein files that he Elon Musk and Howard Lutnick are listed all throughout. Remember when Donald Trump attacked a reporter just a few months back in a similar way? Another female reporter, by the way.
Admitted to releasing the full video?
Didn't I just tell you that?
You said that it was up to Secretary Hess.
You're the most obnoxious reporter in the whole place. Let me just tell you, you are an obnoxious, a terrible reporter. And it's always the same thing with you.
This is a knee-jerk authoritarian reaction to somebody actually trying to hold power to account. Now let's just back up for a moment, because Elon Musk, about a year ago, tweeted this out. Quote, shame on Sky News for this utterly misleading headline. Anyone pushing this false narrative deserves complete contempt. And he's referring to a narrative about him communicating with Epstein. He says, Epstein tried to get me to go to his island, and I refused. Yet they named me even before Prince Andrew, who did visit. Elon Musk using the same tactic of trying to divert attention and blame to other people, when we now know for a fact Musk and Epstein exchanged emails about visiting one another. Now, it seems like Elon Musk never successfully visited the island, which is an important distinction, but he tried. It's very important to point out that he was trying, then he lied about it because he knows that it looks very bad. Now, Ashley St. Clair, who Elon Musk had a child with, then basically dipped out on, has been tweeting an expose about Musk, Grok, and how X has been operating. This is very important. She said, I just saw a photo that Grok, which is the AI produced by Elon Musk, that Grok produced of a child no older than 4 years old, in which it took off her dress, put her in a bikini, and added what intended is to be semen or something. ChatGPT does not do this. Gemini does not do this. It happened again with an 11 or 12-year-old. Grok removed her shirt completely. This has been a repeated pattern with Elon Musk's Grok of not having any boundaries or barriers regarding child explicit imagery, sensitive imagery around children. And what do you know? The same Elon Musk was emailing with Jeffrey Epstein. He never went to the island, but he did try to coordinate with Jeffrey Epstein about which day they were going to make it. Elon says, we'll be in the BVI, which is the British Virgin Islands, or St. Bart's area over the holidays, which is where Jeffrey's island is. Is there a good time to visit? Epstein says, any day the 1st to the 8th. Play it by ear if you want. Always space for you. Elon says, okay, probably the 1st. Epstein says, the 2nd or 3rd would be perfect. Then they never end up actually hanging out because Epstein drops the hangout, no longer chills with him. But Epstein said, in these emails, yeah, we can hang out. But it's important to point out, beyond Epstein rejecting Elon Musk in these emails, Elon said a few quotes that need to be remembered. Quote, what day / night will be the wildest party on your island? Asked Elon Musk. Quote, I really want to hit the party scene? Asked Elon Musk. Quote, is there a good time to visit? Asked Elon Musk. Then he said this to Tucker Carlson.
If he loses, man, what?
I'm you're fucked, dude.
I'm fucked. If he loses, I'm fucked.
It does seem that way. You can't just be like, just be like, yo, I.
Yeah, I'm like, how long do you think my prison sentence is gonna be? Do you think? Will I see my children?
The only way you would say that is if you feel like you did something that is illegal or that you would get effed for. Now, Caitlin Collins asked Trump another really, really solid question about his statement regarding the nationalization of elections. This is worth checking out.
What exactly did you mean when you said that you should nationalize elections? And which 15 states are you talking about?
I want to see elections be honest. And if a state can't run an election, I think the people behind me should do something about it. Because, you know, if you think about it, a state is an agent for the federal government in elections. I don't know why the federal government doesn't do them anyway. But when you see some of these states about how horribly they run their elections, what a disgrace it is, I think the federal government, when you see crooked elections, and we had plenty of them, and by the way, we had them last time, but go to 2020 and look at the facts that are coming out, rigged, crooked elections. If we have areas, take a look at Detroit. Take a look at Pennsylvania.
Okay, he's just angrily ranting about lies now. The 2020 election was incredibly, incredibly secure. Any lies about voter fraud were shot down immediately. So number one, he's lying there. Number two, the Constitution explicitly says in Article 1, Section 4, that elections lie within the states. Each state gets to run their elections because we don't want the federal government placing their thumb on the scale. I'm gonna leave it there, but if you appreciate these videos, if you want us to keep holding Trump to account, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.